Welcome back to The Deep Dive, the show where we pull back the layers on complex topics, trying to extract those vital nuggets of knowledge to help you get well-informed fast. Today, we're stepping into a world that's probably, well, very familiar to most of us, the casual dining scene. We all love going out to eat, right? Whether it's for a quick weeknight meal, maybe a family celebration, or just, you know, a fun night out with friends, it's such a deeply ingrained part of our culture. But beneath that familiar experience lies this massive, bustling, and frankly, incredibly competitive industry where staying ahead is really an art form. Within this challenging landscape, one particular name consistently, well, sizzles. Not just for its legendary fresh-baked rolls and the occasional line dance, but for its truly remarkable financial performance and consistent growth. Today, we're undertaking a deep dive into Texas Roadhouse, Inc. Our mission isn't just to talk about their, you know, delicious food, but to truly understand the underlying business mechanics. Why they're consistently outperforming their competitors in an industry that has seen its fair share of ups, downs, and unexpected detours.
That's a perfect setup, yeah. Our sources today provide an incredibly comprehensive investment analysis of Texas Roadhouse. We're going to try and distill those core insights that reveal not only Texas Roadhouse's unique market position, but also its operational secret sauce, as you called it. And crucially, what its track record of financial success can teach us about resilience and, well, sustainable competitive advantage. We'll explore what makes them a genuine standout, even in tough market conditions, and perhaps most importantly for you listening, what tangible lessons you can extract about building a thriving business. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, maybe an investor, or simply someone who appreciates a well-run operation.
Absolutely. And this isn't just about, you know, parsing financial statements or stock market trends. Yeah, we'll touch on that. It's really about understanding the fundamental principles of how a company can build an almost magnetic brand, execute flawlessly on its promise, and adapt to rapidly changing consumer demands to not just survive, but truly thrive. It's like a masterclass in business strategy, playing out right there on the restaurant floor. So, okay, let's dig in. Let's start with the broader casual dining environment and where Texas Roadhouse fits into that dynamic landscape. Okay, so when we talk about casual dining, we're talking about a truly enormous global market. Our source is estimated at around, get this, $315.7 billion in 2024. I mean, to put that in perspective, that's larger than the GDP of many small countries. And it's not a stagnant pond either. Projections show steady growth to a staggering $517.1 billion by 2033.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, of about 5.5%.
Cool, Gaudier, just quickly for everyone, think of it as the average yearly growth rate over that period, right? Smooths out the bumps.
Exactly. It gives you a clearer picture of how consistently things have expanded. And this positive trend in casual dining is also part of an even larger U.S. restaurant sector, which is forecast to hit an eye-popping $1.5 trillion in sales in 2025. It's just a massive pie with a lot of players vying for a slice.
And that pie, well, it's been fundamentally reshaped, especially by the post-pandemic reality. The most significant and I'd argue permanent shift we've seen is the rise and really the entrenchment of off-premise channels. That's your takeout, your delivery, everything consumed outside the actual restaurant. In North America, these channels now represent a staggering 75% of total restaurant traffic.
75%, that's huge.
It is. And to really grasp that, consider this. It's a 300% increase from 2014 levels. This isn't just, you know, a temporary boost. It's a fundamental transformation. Restaurants now face this dual imperative. They must continue to deliver an exceptional in-person dining experience while simultaneously perfecting an efficient, accurate, and profitable off-premise operation. We see that half of all restaurant operators now report that off-premise sales make up a larger share of their revenue than before 2019. It's a complex logistical and operational challenge, really. Only the most adaptable companies can truly master it.
And it's not just where people are eating, but how they're thinking about the value proposition, right? Mm. Consumer behavior is, well, it's always shifting. With current economic pressures, value is undeniably key, but its definition seems to have expanded beyond just the lowest price tag. Now, value encompasses the entire experience, the quality of hospitality, and the overall affordability of the meal. It's a much more holistic thing for diners. What's particularly interesting, though, despite these economic headwinds, is the clear underlying desire to dine out. Our sources indicate that a remarkable 81% of consumers say they would dine out more frequently if their finances allowed.
81%?
Yeah. That's a huge reservoir of pent-up demand, just waiting for the right conditions and, crucially, the right offering to be tapped.
And this is where it gets really compelling when we place Texas Roadhouse squarely in its competitive environment. They operate alongside some truly massive players. We're talking about Darden Restaurants, you know, the powerhouse behind Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse. Then there's Brinker International, which owns Chili's, and Bloomin' Brands, the parent company of Outback Steakhouse.
Household names, all of them.
Absolutely. These are formidable competitors with extensive footprints, decades of experience, and frankly, deep pockets. Yet, despite this intense competition, Texas Roadhouse has managed to carve out this really unique position.
And the striking disparity in performance is, well, it's undeniable. In 2024, Texas Roadhouse delivered impressive same-store sales growth of 10.6%. Think about what that means. Each individual restaurant, on average, saw its sales jump by over 10% compared to the previous year. That's huge. Now let's starkly contrast that with some of their direct competitors in the same period. Outback Steakhouse actually saw a 1.3% decline. And Olive Garden, another Darden brand, declined by 5.8%.
That's a massive swing.
It's not just a small difference. It's a chasm. It illustrates a fundamental divergence in trajectories.
Indeed, and this isn't just a fluke, you know, or a single quarter's anomaly. The core driver for Texas Roadhouse's consistent outperformance is robust customer traffic. While the broader industry often struggled with flat or even declining guest counts, TXRH consistently posted significant traffic gains, specifically a 4.4% increase in guest traffic in fiscal 2024.
Right, more people actually coming in the door.
Exactly. This is absolutely critical because it means they are not simply relying on price increases to boost sales, they're genuinely attracting more people to their restaurants. This clearly indicates they are growing their market share and demonstrating strong, sustained brand resonance with consumers. It's a powerful, undeniable sign of health in this sector and a direct reflection of customer preference.
Okay, let's drill down even further on unit-level productivity because this is where their operational efficiency really, really shines through. Texas Roadhouse's average unit volumes, or AUVs, that's the total sales each individual restaurant generates on average, surpassed an incredible $8 million in 2024.
$8 million per store.
Yeah, up from $7.6 million just the prior year. Imagine a single store generating that kind of revenue.
And what's truly fascinating here, and quite indicative of their operational prowess, is the comparison. TXRH's AUV is approximately double that of its closest competitor, Outback Steakhouse, which reported around $4.1 million in 2024.
Double, wow.
Yeah, double. This isn't just about high prices. This vast gap in per-store sales is a direct result of superior guest traffic and incredibly efficient table turnover. It means a Texas Roadhouse store is essentially serving twice as many customers, or managing throughput far more effectively, or just selling a lot more food per square foot. From a business perspective, you can instantly see how this creates a clear and formidable advantage. Higher AUVs translate directly into significant operating leverage. They can better absorb fixed costs like rent and utilities, and even inflationary pressures on labor and food, leading to more stable and, crucially, industry-leading margins. It's a powerful compounding effect.
Now, every company operates within these larger economic and industry forces, right? So let's talk about the broader industry headwinds and tailwinds impacting casual dining. On the headwind side, we're all familiar with rising labor costs and availability. Texas Roadhouse itself projects 4-5% wage and labor inflation in 2025.
That's significant.
It is. That's a direct hit to profitability if not managed effectively.
Right.
Then there's volatile food and commodity inflation, especially for beef, which is obviously critical for a steakhouse concept.
Mm-hmm.
TXRH projects 3-4% commodity inflation in 2025. And of course, there's always the intense competition from every corner of the dining market, fast food, fine dining. Everyone wants that consumer dollar.
Mm.
But there are also powerful tailwinds working in Texas Roadhouse's favor.
Mm.
The crucial one is what's being termed the flight to value. You know, lately I've been hearing a lot of my friends complain about how much a simple burger and fries costs at a fast food joint.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be the cheap option, but now when you look at the quality, portion size, and experience you get for maybe just a few dollars more at a place like Texas Roadhouse, it starts to feel like a significantly better deal.
That's exactly the phenomenon. Our sources show that in 2024, casual dining's perceived value actually hit a five-year high, while fast foods hit a historic low. This is that price fatigue at quick service restaurants, or QSRs, where prices have risen significantly, but the quality or overall experience hasn't necessarily kept pace. The price gap is narrowing, making a full-service casual dining meal a much more compelling choice for many consumers looking for affordability and a satisfying experience. And Texas Roadhouse is arguably the single greatest beneficiary of this trend due to its undeniable value leadership, offering generous portions of made-from-scratch food at a very accessible price point. Additionally, there's the growing importance of experiential dining. Our sources highlight that a significant 64% of full-service diners prioritize the overall experience over just the price.
64%, that's a lot.
It is, and this perfectly aligns with Texas Roadhouse's brand identity, that fun, lively, energetic, and welcoming atmosphere. It's not just about the food, it's the whole vibe, the peanuts on the floor, the line dancing, the energetic staff. It's an engaging sensory experience. And finally, the resilient off-premise demand continues to provide an incremental and often higher margin revenue stream for those who can execute it well, as we've already seen TXRH has. So when we put all of this together, what does it truly mean for Texas Roadhouse? It means they very intentionally cultivated this powerful, highly differentiated position in the market. They offer high quality, generously portioned, made from scratch food at an accessible price point that's a rare combination today. This unique value proposition, coupled with their lively and engaging atmosphere, creates a formidable competitive advantage that drives strong customer loyalty and, crucially, consistent market share gains. They aren't just surviving, they're actively thriving and winning.
Okay, let's peel back another layer then and look at Texas Roadhouse's core business model and their, well, renowned operational excellence. This is really where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? Their model is centered on a portfolio of predominantly company-owned restaurants. As of early 2025, they had, what, 728 core Texas Roadhouse locations, 50 Bubba's 33, and 14 Jaggers. This high proportion of company-owned units gives them significant control over everything. Brand standards, operational execution, the guest experience.
Right, unlike a heavily franchised model.
Exactly. They can implement changes quickly, ensure consistent quality, and maintain that unique brand identity across the entire system.
And when we delve into the unit economics of that core Texas Roadhouse concept, they are honestly, truly best in class. As we noted, AUVs exceeded $8 million in 2024. But let's break that down weekly. Average weekly sales for company-owned locations reached an impressive $155,285.
Wow, per week.
Per week. Imagine managing a single restaurant, generating that kind of revenue week after week. And the to-go business, which had become so critical, contributed a robust $19,940 of that total, or about 12.8% of their sales. This sustained off-premise mix represents a structurally higher level of asset utilization. They're squeezing more revenue out of their physical footprint than ever before, leveraging tech and operational tweaks to serve guests even when tables are full. It's very efficient.
And beyond the core brand, Texas Roadhouse is also strategically cultivating future growth through those two emerging concepts. First, there's Bubba's 33, their sports bar concept, which has now hit 50 locations. Recorded strong average weekly sales to $119,000. It's got a different menu, right? Pizza, burgers, beer.
Appeals to a slightly different crowd.
Exactly. Different demographic, different dining occasion.
And then there's Jaggers, the fast casual concept with 14 locations. Focus on high-quality burgers and chicken sandwiches, pulling in $71,000 in weekly sales. This strategic diversification allows them to tap into new market segments and provides clear avenues for growth once the core Texas Roadhouse brand, you know, maybe starts to approach maturity in its domestic expansion. The broader Texas Roadhouse concept demonstrates this broad and enduring appeal, partly due to its highly replicable store format, usually a freestanding building, very consistent, recognizable look and feel.
You know one when you see one.
You do. This standardization, combined with a rigorously defined operational playbook, ensures incredibly high standards for food quality and service as they expand. They aren't just building more restaurants, they're building consistent restaurants, which is absolutely vital for customer loyalty and brand integrity. When you walk into a Texas Roadhouse, almost anywhere, you know exactly what you're going to get, and that predictability is a powerful draw.
Their operational performance is further distinguished by this long-term record of positive same-store sales, which is great. But what's truly unique is that this growth is consistently driven by increases in guest traffic, 4.4% in fiscal 2024. As you said, not just price hikes.
Right.
This metric is such a pure indicator of market share gains and brand health. If sales go up just because you raise prices, it doesn't mean you're attracting more customers.
No, it just means existing customers are paying more.
Exactly. But if traffic is going up, it means more people are choosing your restaurant. It tells you the brand is truly resonating.
And this top-line strength, driven mainly by that increased traffic, translates directly into robust profitability. This is particularly impressive given the current climate. Despite significant inflationary pressures on both food and labor, Texas Roadhouse actually expanded its restaurant-level operating margin to 17.1% in fiscal 2024, up from 15.4% in 2023.
Expanding margins in this environment.
I know. Think about that. In an environment where most businesses are struggling just to maintain margins, let alone expand them, TXRH achieved this. This margin expansion is a testament to their operating leverage, meaning as sales grow, profits grow even faster, and their incredibly disciplined cost management. The to-go business, as we discussed, plays a part here too. Fewer alcoholic drinks, less front-of-house labor, contributes to a higher margin profile for those sales, giving a structural lift to overall profitability. It's a fantastic example of turning a challenge into an opportunity.
That's a powerful statement about their operating leverage, but I have to ask, in an industry so susceptible to external shocks, how much of this success is truly replicable? How much is just, you know, perfect timing? Because I think a truly crucial, though maybe less visible, driver of this consistent execution is the company's unique managing partner program. This sounds like a real differentiator.
That's an excellent point. And the Managing Partner Program is indeed foundational to their long-term success and I think their replicability. What's fascinating here is how it's structured. Restaurant general managers don't just get a base salary. They get a significant percentage of their specific store's profits.
Ah, so they have real skin in the game.
Exactly. This isn't just a bonus. It fosters a powerful sense of true ownership. These local operators are literally aligned financially with the interests of the shareholders. Think about the impact of that on daily decisions. A managing partner, knowing their livelihood is directly tied to the restaurant's profitability, is going to be incredibly diligent about portion control, minimizing waste, optimizing staffing schedules, and ensuring every single customer has an exceptional experience that encourages repeat visits. This incentive structure leads to superior cost control at the store level because the managers treat the restaurant like their own business. It cultivates higher team morale because everyone sees their manager invested, leading to lower employee turnover in an industry notorious for high churn. And perhaps most importantly, it creates an unwavering, almost obsessive focus on the guest experience. Happy customers mean repeat business, higher sales, higher profits, directly benefiting the managing partner. This creates a cultural and operational moat that is incredibly difficult for competitors with more traditional top-down management structures to replicate. It's deeply ingrained in their corporate DNA. It makes their success far more than just perfect timing.
Okay, moving to the financial side then. Texas Roadhouse has a truly impressive track record that speaks volumes about this business model. Their revenue has compounded at an incredible rate, growing from $2.76 billion in 2019 to $5.37 billion in 2024.
Doubled in 5 years, basically.
Pretty much. That represents a remarkable compound annual growth rate of approximately 14.2%. That's consistent, significant expansion year after year, even through tough periods.
And their ability to grow profits through that particularly challenging inflationary period of 2022 to 2024 is especially noteworthy. Restaurant level margins, as we said, actually expanded. And diluted earnings per share, EPS, the profit allocated to each share of stock, grew by an exceptional 42.5% in 2024 to reach $6.47.
42% EPS growth.
Being in that environment. It's huge. It showcases the immense resilience of their business model and the effectiveness of their operational strategies, even facing surging food and labor costs. Most companies struggle just to maintain margins and flat EPS. They expanded them and grew EPS at that rate. It's a testament to their discipline and ability to pass through modest price increases without killing traffic.
Now, a key indicator of Texas Roadhouse's superior business model, and something that should really stand out to you listening if you're thinking about business quality, is its ability to generate elite returns on capital. This is where you see how efficiently they use their money to make more money, right?
Absolutely. For fiscal 2024, their return on invested capital, or ROIC, was an impressive 21.4%. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is substantially higher than primary competitors like Darden Restaurants, which reported an ROIC of 13.6%. And it's a stark contrast to Bloomin' Brands, which generated just 4.25% in the same period.
Wow, that's a massive difference. 4% versus 21%?
It is. So if you're thinking about investing or even just building a business, Texas Roadhouse's ROIC isn't just a number. It's like a masterclass in capital efficiency. They're not just making money. They're absolute wizards at taking that profit and putting it back to work to generate even more profit. It's like their money has a super multiplier effect. This significant outperformance in ROIC is the ultimate financial measure of their competitive advantage. It demonstrates an exceptional ability to turn invested capital into profits. It's the engine for long-term shareholder value.
And their business model isn't just profitable, it's also highly cash generative. That's crucial for funding growth and returning value without constantly borrowing. In 2024, Texas Roadhouse generated over $750 million in cash flow from operations. That's a massive amount of cash, more than enough to fund all their growth and shareholder returns.
And their capital allocation strategy is remarkably clear, disciplined, and very shareholder-friendly. Their priorities are well-defined. First, reinvest in existing restaurants, maintain quality, refresh interiors, keep them attractive, protect the core asset. Then, fund disciplined new unit development, ensure new capital goes into high-return projects that meet strict criteria, not just growth for growth's sake. And finally, return any excess cash to shareholders through a balanced combination of dividends and share repurchases. It shows commitment to both growth and direct returns.
And they're actually doing it, not just saying it. In 2024, they spent $354.3 million on capital expenditures, mainly for new restaurants and maintenance. And they returned significant capital directly to shareholders, $162.9 million in dividends and $79.8 million in share repurchases. They recently underscored this commitment too, announcing an impressive 11% increase in their quarterly dividend and authorizing a new $500 million share repurchase program.
That's confidence. And this balanced approach is backed by a remarkably strong balance sheet with modest debt, giving them loads of financial flexibility.
So, with all that impressive performance, what does the future hold for Texas Roadhouse? Despite its considerable size, 728 locations already, the company firmly believes there's still a significant runway for continued domestic expansion. They don't think they're saturated yet.
That's right. And their pace of growth is methodical and disciplined, which I see as a sign of strength, not weakness. They aren't just throwing up stores everywhere. They focus intently on securing high-quality sites that meet strict return criteria. For 2025, management has guided to approximately 5% store week growth. This disciplined approach ensures new capital is deployed at high rates of return, maximizing long-term value. It's about quality over sheer quantity, protecting those strong unit economics and the brand's reputation. It's also about backfilling existing markets and maybe entering smaller trade areas where they can still hit those high AUVs.
And beyond the core Texas Roadhouse brand, they're actively cultivating future growth through those two emerging concepts we mentioned. This is where you see them thinking long-term, planting seeds for future expansion.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bubba's 33, now at 50 locations, the sports bar concept. Different vibe, pizza, burgers, beer. With strong AUVs for its category, it represents the most significant near-term opportunity for new unit growth outside the core brand. Taps into a distinct dining occasion, different customer segment. Then there's Jagger's, 14 locations, the fast casual concept. High-quality burgers, chicken sandwiches, milkshakes. While still early, it provides a strategic foothold in an attractive, high-growth segment for the long term. It's also a vehicle for innovation, letting them experiment with new formats and menus. Smart way to stay relevant.
The company has also successfully adapted to those post-pandemic consumer behaviors by continuing to invest heavily in its digital and off-premise capabilities. They really seem to have gotten ahead of that curve.
They certainly did. The to-go business, now a significant chunk of sales, grew an impressive 13% year over year in 2024. This isn't accidental. It's a direct result of focused efforts on execution, accuracy, and timeliness in that channel. They've clearly invested in the systems and training to make to-go seamless and positive, meeting that sustained demand for convenience without hurting the in-restaurant experience. Plus, they smartly leverage technology to engage loyal customers directly through their app loyalty programs without resorting to deep discounting that can erode brand value. That's a common pitfall they've avoided. Strategic choice.
Of course, no business, no matter how successful, is without challenges or risks. So how did Texas Roadhouse navigate those significant headwinds from 2022 to 2024? It wasn't an easy time for restaurants.
You're absolutely right. It was incredibly challenging. They successfully navigated a very difficult labor market, experiencing wage and other labor inflation of 4.6% in 2024. That's a substantial hit. Remarkably, though, through smart productivity initiatives, optimized scheduling, and that operating leverage from higher sales, they managed to actually decrease labor costs as a percentage of sales from 33.4% in 2023 to 33.1% in 2024.
Decreased it.
Even with inflation.
Yeah.
It's a truly significant achievement when others saw labor costs surge as a percent of revenue. Speaks volumes about their operational efficiency and focus on the bottom line without compromising the guest experience. That managing partner program certainly helped there too.
And what about those persistent inflation pressures, particularly for beef, so central to their menu? How did they manage that without alienating customers?
Well, they faced commodity inflation of 0.7% in 2024, which sounds modest, but beef prices can be incredibly volatile. A key strategy was implementing modest menu price increases that consistently fell below the general rate of inflation. Now, this approach meant they weren't fully offsetting all cost increases short term, but it was instrumental in preserving their strong value perception. This, in turn, fueled the very traffic growth that drives their long-term success and market share gains. They made a strategic choice: protect the value prop and customer loyalty, recognizing traffic would ultimately fuel profitability more sustainably than aggressive price hikes. Calculated long-term thinking.
So given all this, what are the inherent risks for Texas Roadhouse moving forward? What should you, as a keen observer, be aware of?
Well, as a consumer discretionary company, it's inherently sensitive to the broader economy. A recession, especially one hitting disposable income, would likely pressure traffic and sales. While its strong value position might make it more resilient than some peers attracting trade-down customers, it is certainly not immune to economic cycles. A severe downturn would inevitably mean negative guest traffic. Operationally, risks include a sharp, sustained increase in beef or wage costs that outpaces their ability to offset it. There's also the ongoing challenge of maintaining consistent, high-quality execution across a growing system of over 700 restaurants. That's a constant logistical dance. And of course, the ever-present, though low-probability risk of a food safety incident that could damage the brand's reputation very quickly.
And industry-specific risks, beyond the macro stuff.
Intense competition is just a given in this sector. Low barriers to entry, lots of options for diners. They compete with other casual chains, independents, even fast casual. And then there are long-term shifts in consumer taste, health, and wellness trends. Maybe a move away from red meat over many years could impact a steak-centric concept. They need to keep adapting.
What about financial risks? You mentioned their success, but Texas Roadhouse consistently trades at a significant valuation premium to its peers. Its P.E. ratio is 28.8x compared to Darden's 24.0x or Brinker's 20.5x. Why is that? Is it justified, or is that a risk itself?
That's a critical question. This premium isn't just for growth, but crucially for the quality and predictability of that growth. While its peers often have more volatile swings, TXRH has delivered this remarkably consistent performance. Investors are willing to pay more for that resilience and predictable execution in a cyclical industry. They're paying for that compounding machine. The risk, however, is that if their growth rate slows more than anticipated, or if they fail to meet profitability expectations for some reason, the stock could be vulnerable to a significant multiple contraction.
Meaning the price could fall even if earnings are still okay.
Exactly. The market could decide that premium isn't justified anymore, and the multiple shrinks. It's the double-edged sword of being a market darling, you know.
Okay, let's wrap up by exploring some key questions that you might be asking about Texas Roadhouse's future, considering everything we've discussed. First, based on their track record and momentum, what is their sustainable same-store sales growth rate? What can we realistically expect?
Well, based on their strong brand momentum, history, and that flight-to-value trend, a low to mid single-digit range, say 3% to 5%, seems achievable over the medium term. This would likely be composed of 1% to 2% annual traffic growth. That's their hallmark, the real sign of market share gains, with the rest coming from modest, disciplined price increases, generally below inflation, to maintain that value perception.
Next, a big question for any growing chain that's already quite large. How many more units can they truly support domestically? Is there a limit in the U.S. market?
While the U.S. market is mature, there does appear to be a multi-year runway for continued expansion of the core Texas Roadhouse concept. Not necessarily brand new states, but backfilling existing markets, entering smaller trade areas, maybe optimizing existing locations. The longer-term growth potential, though, is significantly enhanced by Bubba's 33. That concept could eventually support several hundred locations nationwide, potentially doubling their overall unit count opportunity down the road. That's a big potential kicker.
And can the company truly maintain its differentiated positioning and those incredible unit economics during continued expansion? This is often where things slip for growing companies.
This is indeed a central execution challenge. Their ability to maintain differentiation hinges critically on preserving that unique culture and those stringent operational standards. And as we highlighted, the managing partner program, fostering that owner-operator mentality, is the key mechanism for ensuring unit economics and guest experience remain consistent as the system expands. It's their ultimate defense against dilution and operational slip-ups. It's what keeps them from becoming just another chain, hopefully.
How resilient is this business model during potential economic downturns? What if there's another significant recession? Are they built to weather that storm better?
Their strong value proposition should make them more resilient than many higher-priced casual dining peers. They are well-positioned to capture share from consumers trading down, making a Texas Roadhouse meal feel like an affordable treat. However, it's crucial to understand they are not immune. A severe and prolonged downturn, especially hitting the middle-income consumer hard, would likely lead to negative guest traffic, even for a value leader like them.
Finally, what are the key catalysts that could drive outperformance or, conversely, underperformance? What should you be watching for?
Okay, let's look at the bullish catalysts first. Continued market share gains, that means traffic growth significantly outpacing the industry average, that would certainly drive outperformance. Better than expected margin expansion as inflation moderates would be a strong positive too, signaling continued efficiency. And a successful acceleration of new unit development for Bubba's 33, leading to a higher overall growth rate, could lead the market to assign an even higher growth multiple. On the bearish catalyst side, a sharp economic recession leading to negative consumer spending on dining out would be a major headwind. A significant spike in beef prices or labor costs that compresses margins more than expected would also be a concern. And critically, any sign of deteriorating operational metrics, declining AUVs or traffic, or a perceived decline in brand relevance, which would call their premium valuation into question. Those are the key factors that could challenge their trajectory.
Wow. What an incredible deep dive into Texas Roadhouse. We've seen how their powerful value proposition, relentless operational excellence, and that disciplined growth strategy have allowed them to consistently outperform in such a competitive market. It's truly a masterclass in business execution, isn't it? Proving that even in a mature industry, there's always room for a company that just does things right day in and day out.
Absolutely. This exploration really underscores that long-term success isn't just about what you sell, but fundamentally about how you sell it, the experience you consistently provide, and the internal culture you build. That managing partner program is such a prime illustration of how deep internal alignment and smart incentives can drive superior external results and build a powerful, difficult-to-replicate competitive advantage.
So as you reflect on this deep dive and maybe consider your next dinner out, here's a provocative thought for you. Is Texas Roadhouse simply serving steaks? Or have they truly become master chefs of operational efficiency and consumer value, carving out a path that others simply can't follow, making them a unique blueprint for business success? Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you gained some valuable insights and maybe some surprising facts. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the fascinating world of Rivaletti.
Well, you'll just have to wait and see.